Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. We're talking today about how New Orleans revamped, or really we should say is in the midst of revamping, which really was what really was a dilapidated school system. And this revamping is happening following the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. We want to hear from you, your thoughts on how school systems can make themselves better. What have you seen in your community? What about your kids' school? What about schools that you went to? Please give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE, and or you can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Catherine?
Well, Adora, as you know, we are getting conflicting reports this morning about what's going on in the Republic of Georgia and in Gori. We have reports that Russian troops are pulling out, also reports that they haven't left at all, and in fact, reports of some explosions up near Gori. President Bush, as we have said earlier, is sending Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to Europe, hoping she can resolve this conflict. She's also going to visit Georgia, where aid workers are contending with an estimated 100,000 people, like this woman, fleeing the city of Gori.
We are in a bad situation. Help us. We are innocent people, Georgian. We are hospitable, and we want to live in peace country. Please, people, everybody, America, and everybody, I ask for you to help us. Stop Russia. Stop Russia.
Joining us now is Maya Cordova. She is a spokeswoman for the International Committee for the Red Cross, and she is in Tbilisi. Thank you for joining us, Maya.
Hello, Catherine.
Now, what do we know about how many people are displaced?
Well, it's really difficult to be accurate about figures because the figures have been changing on an hourly basis. What I can tell you now is the government estimates that show that it's about some 50,000 people all over Georgia who had to flee their homes because of the conflict.
All right. And that's just within Georgia. Tell me where you are right now and what you're seeing.
Well, I am in Tbilisi for the moment. As for situation, ICRC is still very much concerned about the humanitarian crisis in Georgia because we are now trying to identify the places where the displaced population is because their number is as well growing very fast. So in those shelters, what we see is that people, big number of people, those who are not having anything, in fact, because they are in need of food stuff like water, like hygiene items. So this is our major focus for, these days to really help these people with the emergency assistance. Besides that, we try to reinforce the local medical capacities. ICRC has mobilized a team of medical doctors, and they're now starting to get integrated into the existing medical infrastructure to help local doctors to proceed with war surgery, mostly with civilian population.
Now, the numbers, as we're getting them from the United Nations Refugee Agency, have 30,000 people who fled into North Ossetia, 12,000 on the run in South Ossetia, 56,000 we were hearing from Gori in Georgia proper. You know, all of these numbers float around. What's the concrete thing you're trying to get done just this afternoon?
Oh, well, as for the figures, when I mentioned the figure above, it was not only the people who had to flee their houses because of the conflict in South Ossetia, but this is a new flow of people who have to flee their houses in Upper Abkhazia area because, as you know, it is neither safe there. So our Western Georgia-based team is now busy with transporting these people to safer towns and cities. The government, we stay in close contact with the authorities on both sides, so that to be able to receive more information about the needs, about the people, where they are located. And they're, well, trying, but it's obvious that external humanitarian assistance is very much needed here.
We have heard about people who are hiding in their homes and don't have access to food. What have you heard stories like that?
Well, as for stories, we are really having quite a lot of those stories, very sad ones, by the way. Our office is being reached by people who have lost their loved ones, and it's another priority, in addition to providing medical and emergency relief supplies to people, to evaluate what are the tracing needs, to make sure that we help these people to restore family links between the separated family members. A lot of stories, very sad ones, this I can confirm.
What kind of obstacles are you facing in getting food and water and some of the basics to the folks that you've just described to us?
Are you asking about whether it is difficult or not? Sorry, I cannot hear your question.
I was asking about obstacles. Is it the fighting that makes it difficult? Are some of the soldiers preventing aid to getting to those who need it? What's making it difficult to get help to those people?
I would say so far we've been able to operate in Western Georgia, even in the town of Gori. But what is our main challenge still is that ICRC still does not have access to South Ossetia conflict zone. General insecurity remains in the country. We have occasional problems of movement. But anyways, ICRC continues its efforts, and we are able so far to reach at least the collective centers, the shelter centers in and around Tbilisi. And in Western Georgia, we hope very much that the similar access will be granted to the International Committee of the Red Cross this very soon to South Ossetia, where our presence is very essential these days.
Maya Cordova, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Maya Cordova speaking to us. She's a spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, and she was speaking to us from Tbilisi.